This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. The makeup business of late has not been as easy, breezy, or beautiful as the big makeup brands might have hoped. Max Factor, Clairol, CoverGirl as well have been mainstays of pharmacy shelves for decades now. But their parent company, Coty Beauty, announced a big restructuring plan today because the legacy mass market beauty brands, like those owned by Coty, have been losing market share as people move to luxury and specialty products. Marketplace's Megan McCarty-Carino has more on what's happening in the drugstore beauty aisle.
In decades past, big beauty brands were all over the airwaves.
Maybe she's born with it.
Maybe it's Maybelline.
And all over store displays. Consumers still do the majority of their shopping for beauty products in pharmacies and big box retailers, but the shelf space devoted to the legacy brands has been shrinking, says Larissa Jensen, a beauty business analyst with NPD Group.
I mean, I walked into a CVS recently and saw a whole collection of K-beauty products.
That's Korean beauty products, which are all the rage if you haven't yet been turned on to the wonders of snail slime serums and pig collagen face masks. They're part of an explosion of niche brands that have fragmented the beauty landscape and made their way onto mainstream shelves, says Americus Reed, a marketing professor at the Wharton School.
Organics, naturals, sort of skincare beauty products that are meant for different types of skin. So there's a diversity and inclusion kind of component.
In addition to increased competition, the big brands are also grappling with savvier consumers, says Mae Karwowski of the marketing agency Obviously.
All of that conversation and all of that product consideration is happening even before someone walks into the store.
In online forums and on Instagram and YouTube accounts like Jeffree Star's.
Today we are going to try out a crazy drugstore mascara.
But Karwowski says the rise of beauty influencers isn't all bad news for the big drugstore brands, thanks to the phenomenon known as dupe videos, short for duplicates.
An influencer will start talking about one amazing product that is very expensive, and then they'll list the dupes that are the drugstore versions that are sometimes, you know, a 20th of the price.
And easy to pick up when you stop for cat litter and cold medicine. I'm Megan McCarty-Carino for Marketplace.